TikTok, the popular social app owned by China's ByteDance, is no longer banned in India. This is after the Madras High Court's Madurai bench lifted the interim order after a one-week ban. Amicus Curiae Arvind Datar, appointed by the court, said India cannot have a system where something which is statutorily permissible becomes judicially impermissible. The bottom line is TikTok is not banned in India and the popular app is available for download. In this episode of Tech at Work, we're going to decode what makes TikTok so popular. Was it singled out when so many other social media platforms also face the same menace of objectionable content? Was the court right in its decision to lift the ban? That and many other issues. We're in conversation with Faisal Kavusa, the founder of TechArt. Faisal is a renowned technology analyst with over 14 years of experience in research and consulting in the technology domain. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. I want to start by asking you, was the court right in its decision to not ban TikTok?
So, welcome everyone. Thanks, Reema, for having me here. I think, you know, overall, the decision is a welcome one because, technology is enabling and we have to, you know, give technology as much as possible free space to unleash its, power. So in that perspective, I think it's a welcome judgment.
But what about the other side of the argument about X-rated content being available on the app? Not just that, the reason it sparked this controversy was late last year when a 24-year-old committed suicide after being bullied on the app. So how do you navigate the negatives of this?
Okay, so technology always has a flip side and it's more to do with, you know, the onus is on everybody in the value chain. So be it the user, the platform, or even the maybe regulatory, framework and its enforcement. So I think onus is on everyone. It's not just the platform or the technology which should be blamed per se for its misuse. So if the technology is getting misused, so there is definitely a misuser also. I love to share this example of a fixed line phone, which, to many of us is a good thing and doesn't perhaps have any bad reference. But, you know, even that was being misused by, say, throwing up blank calls. Even right now, if we see mobiles, I think, you know, I don't have a concrete statistics, but I would assume that around 80-90% of the crimes do have a mobile phone involved. So for that matter, we should not be, you know, blaming the technology. But yes, there are, you know, people who are misusing technology. I think that needs to be, you know, changed. Now, in the context of TikTok and other such platforms, so the problem is, why are we, you know, as users also creating such kind of objectionable content? We have to be very, very cautious and we have to be mindful of how and what we are using it for. So I think it starts from us. Then, yes, there could be technology interventions on the platform side. And of course, the third layer could be of the government regulation. But I think we have to be self-disciplined. We have to be responsible rather than, you know, being forced to be responsible.
Well, the responsibility lies on all the stakeholders, but for now, the court seems to have put the onus on the platform because they've said that TikTok should ensure that X-rated videos are not uploaded on the platform. Is it even possible to monitor content from millions of users?
So, yes and no. I would say nothing is foolproof. So even if, you know, for instance, let's say TikTok comes up with the solution, I'm sure it will be faulted in a period of time. So it's a kind of, you know, a continuous process that, platform, technology, regulators, everyone has to, you know, be constantly kind of changing and adapting to the environments. So to answer, like, is it possible? Yes, it is possible. And how? I will try to explain that. So, we have artificial intelligence already, you know, that's already knocked the doors. It is getting implemented. So there can be an intelligent eye mechanism created, which will, you know, scan the content. But then, you know, the question is, will it scan millions of content, minutes of content? I don't know whether we, you know, that is technically, it doesn't look to be feasible. You know, it will have a lot of implications in terms of costing and other such things. But it is possible. So I will give you an example. So, you know, right now for a platform like TikTok, it is 100% used over mobile. And right now we have face unlock technology or face recognition technology, you know, starting in a smartphone as cheap as say 5,000-6,000 rupees. Now this technology can be used wherein, you know, the camera senses or, you know, the system senses the face, recognizes the face, and through it, you know, it can guess work about age of a user, basis which, you know, the content could be accordingly adapted. Now that is, you know, one of the possible solutions, technical solutions out there. But then even this cannot be a foolproof thing. So what is the way out? So there has to be a mix of things. I think one is, you know, implementing a technology tool in between like this, which I suggested. There could be many other ways, of course. Then there will be loopholes. So there has to be a content audit which can be placed in enforced, and you know, TikTok can engage some third party to, you know, randomly do some content audit to kind of identify those kind of users, and ultimately, you know, they have to, you know, ban or block such kind of users.
How do the other social media platforms filter out content which violates?
So honestly, you know, there aren't set rules. You know, while everyone, you know, we are aware of is talking about that we do have one or the other mechanism, I wouldn't see there, you know, a very, very kind of robust system in place. But Facebook, for instance, did talk about, you know, implementing an AI solution sometime back. But the easier part with Facebook is that, you know, most of the content is still in the contextual form, text-based, you know, content over there, which can be at least easily, you know, based on keywords and other such, you know, techniques, you can at least do some analysis and understand the tonality and the sentiment of the content. But in case of video, it becomes a bit challenging where, you know, literally kind of, you know, analyzing frame by frame the content of a video is very, very difficult. It's time consuming and it's not, you know, 100% foolproof. So yes, you know, this kind of techniques, these kinds of, you know, using artificial intelligence, machine learning, even now, you know, these platforms have huge, huge data. So even deep learning techniques can be used there, which will, of course, you know, have some level of accuracy and results, you know, desired results.
Actually, Faisal, all the social media platforms have this problem of objectionable content, fake news, if you may add that. Do you think, in a way, TikTok was singled out by the government in terms of the interim ban?
So, I think what happens, you know, we have seen government in these cases has never been mostly proactive. It is only when somebody complains or, you know, brings to the notice of the government or any of the, you know, government machinery, including judiciary. So in this case also a similar thing happened, that a user kind of, you know, raised concern over the content, type of content, and then the, you know, the machinery got activated. So I wouldn't say that government per se, singled out TikTok. It was perhaps a user who raised a complaint about TikTok, and then, you know, how the platform got involved into it.
TikTok actually ranked number one in India in terms of downloads within the social apps. What is the reason it is so popular? In a span of 2 years, it's become a sensation.
Okay, so a couple of reasons. One, there was the right enabling platform in the form of, say, 4G, you know, then there is also, you know, increasing proliferation of 4G smartphones and, you know, capable smartphones which have a front camera, which have, you know, multiple cameras, which can, you know, record videos of expected quality and accepted quality levels. So, you know, that is from the enabling point of view. Second is, you know, the platform itself. It is more engaging. We are talking of the future of technology to be immersive, more immersive, wherein, you know, I as a user, you as a user will be very, very engaged and engrossed into the technology platforms. So I'm talking of, say, you know, artificial, you know, AR, VR kind of environment. So this is a kind of precursor to that, you know, era. I call it as a pre-immersive era, where user, you know, gets a bit of sense of how it can get engaged into, engrossed into the technology. Now, that is one of the reasons. The second reason is, you know, it also, you know, satisfies somewhere the need of being kind of related to someone, someone. And when I say someone, it could be some of the a leader, a popular leader, an actor, or any other such personality, or even a sports person whom a person wants to kind of resonate with. So that is another reason, this platform does let you get into the kind of virtually become that person and imitate that person. Of course, it lets you add the kind of there's no language barrier per se.
Which is why it's actually more popular in the non-urban areas and the first-time video creator users. So far now, Faisal, the ban has been lifted. But do you think this is a topic which is going to regurgitate again and again in different form and fashion?
So, till I think, users also become very, very responsible, okay, and start kind of, behaving very responsibly and, start handling these platforms in a more mature way. I think these things are going to kind of emerge every time, and we are going to face these issues now and then.
Thanks, Faisal, for your time as well as insights. So he believes it's a welcome move because blaming the technology platform is not the only solution. You need a holistic solution. And also, banning an app sets a dangerous precedent or a slippery slope precedent, because if you ban TikTok, then why not other short videos on Snapchat as well as Instagram? And it also goes against the ethos of the free and open internet. But as he said, we've not heard the last word on it, and this particular issue could bubble up yet again. Thanks again for tuning in to Tech at Work. I'm Reema Tendulkar. We'll be back with another episode.